Nick, Nelly, and Jake. The kids in room 22 were scared of Nick Nelly. Sometimes he was really mean. He pushed kids in line and said, "Get out of the way and let me in front." He put out his foot and tripped kids up. Then he said, "Look where you're walking." One day, a new kid called Jake came to room 22. He was short and skinny. He had red hair and freckles. When the teacher wasn't looking, Nick made a face at Jake. Some kids laughed. Nick liked it when they laughed. He made more faces. Jake was in front of Nick in the line. "Hey, new kid," Nick said. "Let me in front." But Jake just smiled at Nick.
"No," he said. "I won't."
Nick went red. He was furious. Kids never said no to him. The teacher was looking. He couldn't do anything. Not yet. When Jake went to the bathroom, Nick snatched his pencil.
"Hey, new kid," said Nick. "This is a good pencil."
"You can have it," said Jake. "It's my sister's. She likes pink, but I don't."
The kids laughed. But Nick didn't. He went red again. At lunchtime, Jake went to play soccer.
"Hey, new kid," shouted Nick. "You're too skinny to play soccer. We don't need you."
Jake just smiled.
"You will," he said.
Jake kicked the ball hard. It went past Nick like a rocket from a launching pad. Jake could play soccer really well. He could stop every ball. Jake kicked the ball to Nick.
"Stop this," he shouted.
Nick tried, but he slid over in the mud. The kids laughed, but Jake didn't. He went over to Nick.
"My dad showed me how to play," he said.
"You're lucky," said Nick. "I haven't got a dad."
"I'll show you then," said Jake.
So every day, Jake showed Nick all he knew about soccer. He showed him how to hit the ball with his head and how to stop a fastball. After that, Nick and Jake were friends, and no one was ever scared of Nick Nelly again. At the end of the year, Jake's family had to move again. On his last day at school, Nick gave him a note.
"You showed me how to play soccer, and you showed me how to be a friend. Thanks. I'll miss you. P.S. I still have the pink pencil."